Hello, friends. Well, Mary and I had a nice quiet day on anniversary day. We did think of going and doing the anniversary waltz out in the garden, but it poured and poured and better poured all day. Saved me that trouble. And we got away with it. And got plenty of messages, lovely messages, and plenty of them, and some cards. And it just goes to prove that you really made our day. And we are both very thankful to you. Very kind of you to go to the trouble of all that day. The messages came in one after the other. It did really make our day. Thank you very much. The weather has been very bad to us since. On Sunday past, we had a blanket of snow in the morning, but in the afternoon it had all vanished again. But it was bitterly cold. The cold wind from the north, it was bitter. And then on the Monday, we had some terrific snow showers. But luckily, it was wet snow and didn't last. And once again, bitterly cold. He couldn't go out. Yesterday weren't too bad, although very cold. Today's been a bit better. We're having a bit of rain. And I think the forecast is for a bit better weather to come. So I'm hoping to get out on Saturday. We'll see. We'll see how the weather is. Other than that, everything's okay. We're all fit and well. Looking forward to another treat so shortly. I don't know how many more I'm going to have, but I'm looking forward to the next one. There was a dog went in a butcher's shop, carrying a little bag in his mouth. He went forward to the counter, stood on his hind legs, put his front paws onto the counter, and gently dropped the bag on the counter. The butcher picked the bag up, opened it, read the note, took the money out, and then he got wrapped up a pound of sausages, placed them in a bag, and gave it back to the dog. He took it in his mouth and off down the street. Not at a great pace, just steady pace. He came again next day. The same thing happened again. But this time the bag contained a note for a pound of steak. The butcher duly wrapped the steak up, put it in the bag on the counter. The dog picked it up and away down the street. The butcher says to his wife, "If that dog comes in again tomorrow, look after the shop for me while I follow it. I'll see where he goes." Well, on the third day, the dog duly arrived, went through the same motions, placing the bag on the counter. The butcher opened it, looked at the note, took the money out and put some piece of liver, wrapped piece of liver up, put it in the bag and give it to the dog. The dog went out of the shop. The butcher went after it. He called to his wife to look after the shop. He walked right along the street, through the village, and on the outskirts of the village there was a house that stood alone. The dog walked in front door, found out he couldn't open it, so he went round. There was a little wall surrounding the house. He jumped on the wall and ran round till he came to a window in the house. And he tapped on the window three times, and then he ran back along the wall and back to the front door. And the owner opened the door and really set into the dog, calling it all the names you could think of. And the butcher shouted to him, he says, "Hey," he says, "you want to treat a dog like that?" He says, "He's a very smart dog, that. He'd do well in films or on television." So the man called to him, he says, "Yeah," he says, "I know how clever he is and I know how smart he is, but..." He says, "That's the second time this week he's forgot his key." Would you believe it? Second time this week he's forgot the key. Now that brings to mind, my grandfather had a dog called Floss. And on a Sunday morning we used to go and visit him. And my uncle would give Floss a coin, a penny, an old penny. And he said to us, "Go with her, she'll show you where to go." And just followed her down to the shop at the bottom of the street, opened the door for her. Floss went in, put a penny on the counter, and the shop owner, he put some jelly babies in a bag, and wrapped it up and gave it to Floss, who took it in the mouth. On the way back, she didn't run, she just walked beside you, but woe betide anybody that tried to get those sweets off her. And then till she got in the house, she went straight up to my uncle. He was able to get the sweets off her with no bother at all, put the sweets in a saucer and give them to her. And while she was eating them, if you went near her, she got all the growls under the sun. But she was a lovely dog. Well, that's about it for this time. And once again, we wish you all the very best. And we're very thankful to each and every one of you. You made our day. Cheerio for now. See you soon.